speech of November 2009, about the difference of sexes. As long as the difference of sexes persists, one should be aware that their similarities are greater than their distinctions. The latter do not justify significant advantages and disadvantages. But it is equally true that one sex is, for certain things, much better or worse suited than the other one in both cases. In proven cases, it should be appropriately deviated from the equality principle by bringing about a solution which both sexes can agree to without hesitation, after weighing the decisive pros and cons, with especially taking account of the affected creatures. If in doubt, a representative majority decides about that by a qualified democratic vote on the basis of solid cognitions. Every noticeable discrimination of one sex is to meet with appropriately corrective judging and acting. The more notable it turns out, the more decisive countermeasures have to be until a state agreeable to L is reached. The sexes assimilate more and more over time. They recognize that the best way has not to run sex-linked, but rather situation, task, and personality decide how is to proceed. Therefore, it is less advisable to lay, outside of specific tasks, emphasis on the sex than to decide individually and independently and to consider the goal L. A one-sided optimization will miss this, since the necessary counterbalance comes off badly. One must not ignore the demands that their own sex makes, since the neglect of sexuality can have unpleasant consequences, which cannot be remedied again without more ado. What to do in detail cannot be answered in general, but it is always crucial not to lose the right measure and, if one has lost it, to make amends. It is important to behave appropriately towards the opposite sex by respecting it, even in its otherness, and to accommodate its needs. If it comes to tensions between the sexes, they must be relieved, where they are not natural, since the development is hampered by them. The sexual attraction may require separating the sexes for a given period in certain circumstances and situations. This can vary according to individual conditions. Rigid regulations should be avoided and the development be considered.